Well, hello everyone.
大家平安。
It's good to be with you tonight.
今天很高兴能够跟大家一起在一起。
My name's Adam, and I'm the lead minister of St. Hilary's, and it's my pleasure to welcome you here this evening. It's so nice to be together.
他是 Adam, 我是 Peter, 或者是宜诚。很高兴呢，欢迎大家今天晚上一起在这边来参加这个整个崇拜。
And this is the only opportunity I have to speak tonight, so while I've got the microphone, how about we thank everyone who's been involved in this event tonight? It's been amazing so far.
那今天呢，只有给他这么一点点的机会来讲话，所以他要来这里呢，在这里把握这个机会，来谢谢所有今天参与在这当中的每一个好朋友们。
What I'm going to do is I'm going to share a very brief message tonight, and when I'm done, Peter will translate.
那牧师呢会先用英文来分享一下他所要讲的信息，那等一下呢，我再用华文来为大家来翻译。
This afternoon, we've heard the various aspects of the Christmas story. We've heard stories that spanning centuries that anticipated the Christmas event, and then stories about the event itself. We've also sung and heard beautiful music that has been written and today performed that testifies to these events. The last one that we just heard, that Dashi read to us from the Gospel of John,leaves out a lot of the details about the census and the stable and the shepherds and the wise ones, but instead tells us in poetic form that the Word of God, Jesus, existed before the beginning of time. And at an appointed time, this same Jesus broke into human history with a special purpose to bring light and life to all humanity. And that sounds to me like something we all need to hear right now.And this is how it works. It says that to all who received him, who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God, to become part of his family. Just as many of you are here today with your families, with your children, Christian faith involves becoming part of God's family. Now, we know that not all human families are perfect, and some can be unhappy or unsafe places.But a healthy family is a place of belonging, a place where there's love and acceptance that are freely given, a home that's secure, where children are loved deeply, provided for, given gifts, given a name, and ultimately one day inherit their parents' estate. That's an almost perfect family, and we know that not every family is like that. But we believe...those of us of Christian faith, that there's a Father in heaven who says, no matter what your experience is here, I can give you that sort of position and place and belonging in my family. You can have the name Child of God that is not received by natural descent, nor of human decision, nor of will of parents, but born of God. It's a kind of spiritual adoption where you have all the rights of a biological child. And to achieve this, God sends Jesus into the world, the one who existed from the beginning, to come into the world as a small, helpless baby, a baby who would grow up experiencing many of the prejudices that people experience today simply because of where they're born, what level of education they have, or what work they do. Ultimately, a child, a son, who would be persecuted falsely, tried and executed, and would rise to life, but rise above all of that, so that you and I could have the opportunity, the ability, to become children of God and co-inheritors with Jesus of all the riches and majesty of God the Father. The passage also says to us that when Jesus came, he came with grace and truth. Grace is a word that means free gift, and truth in our society is something that increasingly seems hard to grasp.Our world is full of spin and fake news and unqualified opinions. But Jesus comes into the world on that first Christmas and says, I can give you the truth that your heart longs for. And it's free. It comes as a free gift. But the gift is precious. So come follow me. Put your trust in me. Take up your identity as a child of God the Father. And you'll know his love and faithfulness and belonging forever.It's not a guarantee of an easy life, but it will be a blessed life, an abundant life. You will experience true joy, lasting hope, peace in your heart and steadfast love. As we gather here on this beautiful evening, my heart and mind turn to people living in and around the Holy Land today who are experiencing an absence of peace and significant unrest all around them. As I hear and read stories from followers of Jesus in the midst of the hardship, they recognize that Jesus has not abandoned them, that he is in solidarity with those who are persecuted, and that the inner peace and belonging that he brings can't be extinguished no matter what's going on around them. So let us continue to uphold these brothers and sisters in prayer. If we choose to follow Jesus, we become part of a family. And if you are someone here today hearing some of these concepts for the first time, perhaps you'd like to know a little more, or perhaps in your spirit you might feel like, I want that, I want to know that. There are people here who would be so happy to chat to you and pray with you today, in English or Mandarin. Jesus' free gift is offered to all and is available right now, today, in this place. And so on behalf of all of us here at St. Hilary's, I wish you a very safe, happy and a holy Christmas. God bless you.
Thank you, Adam.
让我来为大家来翻译一下刚刚牧师他所讲的这个内容。 那今天下午呢，我们听到圣诞节的故事的经文， 这是一个真正圣诞节的故事。 我们听说在这几个世纪的故事，这个故事当中一直预示的圣诞节的事件。然而这关于整个真正圣诞节的故事，我们刚刚也唱了许多的圣诞的歌曲，听到了今天有美的音乐，这些音乐呢都一起证明了耶稣降生的真实性。当我们听到刚刚最后一段的经文，读到的是约翰福音。 在约翰福音里面呢，他简略的许多的这些细节，但是呢，他以诗歌的方式告诉我们，耶稣是上帝给我们人的真正生命的话语，在时间被创造之前，他就已经存在了，在指定的时间，这位耶稣他进入了我们人类的历史，而这一个。 而这个当耶稣进入这个我们人类的历史的时候，是有一个特别的目的，就是为了要给我们人带来光明和生命。这听起来像是我们现今大多数人所需要的东西，对吗？而这就是耶稣基督给我们全人类的。他说，对于所有接受他并且相信他名的人，他赋予了我们有成为上帝儿女的权利。 正如我们许多人今天在我们的与我们的家人和孩子一起来到这里一样，基督教的信仰是包括我们每一个人都能够成为上帝家庭的一部分。但我们知道的是，我们并非每一个人的家庭都是这么的完美，有一些家庭甚至或许有一些不快乐或者是不安全的地方。我们知道一个健康的家庭是一个有归属感的地方，是一个自由。 以及充满爱与接纳的一个地方，一个安全的，一个安全的家是有爱、有彼此的付出、有彼此的供给，或者是有孩子，甚至我们的孩子之中来继承了我们的遗业。这听起来像是一个几乎完美的家庭，当然这不一定是我们每一个人所经历的，但是有一位天父他说，无论你在你今天。 正在面临或经历什么，我都可以邀请、欢迎你进入这个家庭当中。我们在上帝的家庭当中是有地位、是有归属感的。弟兄们，你可以拥有上帝之子的这个名字，它不是一个自然的血统，但是它是由上帝而所生的。 而上帝为了要欢迎我们每一个人都能够回到他家庭当中，他差遣他的独生爱子耶稣基督来到这个世界上。这个从一开始就存在的那一位，作为一个无助的婴孩，这个婴孩他长大，经历了今天我们人们所经历的许多的偏见，仅仅只是因为他出生的地方、他接受的教育水准或他的工作，最终 神的儿子受到了迫害，被错误的审判，甚至处决。但最后，他所供应的这一切，超乎了一切我们所求所想，使我们每一个人都能够借着他，有机会的成为神的儿女。这段经文来告诉我们，当耶稣来的时候，他带着恩典和真理来了。恩典这个字，意思的是一个免费的礼物这个词。在我们现今社会当中，我们渐渐觉得这一个恩典几乎是难以掌握。我们总觉得这个世界充满了圈套、假新闻，或者是彼此伤害的这些话语。但是耶稣在第一个圣诞节的时候，他就来到这世上说：“我能把你心中渴望的真理要来赐给你，这是一个免费的礼物。这个礼物非常的珍贵，所以我们可以来到耶稣的面前，相信他，接受他，使我们能够成为上帝儿女的身份。这并不是保证我们从今天以后就会有一个轻松的生活，但这是可以带给我们一个幸福的生活，一个丰富生命的生活。我们将可以体会到真正的喜乐、持久的盼望，以及内心真正的平静与安稳。当我们的心思意念想到今天我们在远在这个圣地以色列的这些人们的时候，他们正在经历他们土地上缺乏的平安。但当我们听到今天的经文，耶稣在他的追随者的苦难的故事的时候，我们就更认识到耶稣并没有抛弃任何的人，因为他与那些受迫害的人在一起，无论在什么样子的境况，他要带来我们，给我们内心的平静的归属感，都不会被熄灭。今天如果你在座的，你是第一次听到这个信息，或者是第一次听到这个概念，或许你如果想要再更多的了解，或者在你心里的深处当中，你或许觉得我也想要这个礼物。今天啊，我们等一下也非常的欢迎来跟你们聊一聊。啊，如果需要英文或者是华文，我们在这当中都有非常多的弟兄姐妹来愿意一起与你啊来了解更多有关这一个真正信仰的内容。那在这里最后呢，我们也要祝每一个人在今年当中呢，在这个圣诞节当中是一个特别的圣诞节，特别的平安、快喜乐与圣洁。愿上帝保佑每一个人。